Right, hello everybody, it's Graham here from the Robert Elms Show, and I'm here at the Hackney Museum, which is on Mare Street, just next to the Town Hall, and we're at an exhibition called the Stamford Hill Mods, the Genesis of Mark Bolan. But it's not just about Mark Bolan, it's about the mod scene in London, which a lot of people are saying basically started around the area of Stamford Hill. And I'm with a very good friend of Mark's from that period, which was the early 60s, very early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, and it's Wayne Kirvan, and you're also involved in this putting this exhibition together, weren't you, Wayne?
I helped.
Yeah, so what did you... So give us a brief outline of what it's about. Why this exhibition's happening?
Well, it's now 50 years since the article in Town Magazine was published. Actually...
This is the article that showed, was it 14, 15-year-old Mark Bolan?
Yeah, and two of his friends, yeah, which he hung around with. And it was actually taken 6 months, but not published until September 62.
Because they were all young mods, and I'd say not realise. Mark Bolan, when he was a young mod, look up these pictures. It's amazing. You know, they looked amazing.
The strange thing is, no one mentioned the word mods in those days.
Yeah.
It's not even mentioned. That came a bit later. Face is what they like to think they were.
Yeah. So you didn't call yourselves anything, you're too busy doing it, yeah?
Well, we would, if somebody said, I like that shirt, you'd say, yeah, it's modern. Hence the word modernist, then shortened to mod.
So what was the sort of inspiration then at that point? So were we talking, what about 60, 61 or...?
Well, the magazine came out in 62. However, the movement started, certainly in Hackney, around about early 1960. And it was at a club called Barry's.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of kids travelled. They went abroad for the first time, you know, the kids that were born after the war. And they saw what the Italians wore and the French wore. And they mixed it all together and made their own look.
So there's a lot of French and Italian films.
Oh, yeah, from a college boy to a Jean-Paul Belmondo haircut.
Yeah.
And the club they went to, a lot of Italians went there, and they went by scooter because they worked in Soho.
Yeah.
Scooters came in.
Wow. Okay. And so, I suppose. So, I mean, what sort of music were you listening to at that point? So, this would have been before the sort of a lot of people.
Well, there was nothing on the radio,
soul, don't they? In R&B,
there was Pick of the Pops, which only played the top 30. There was Saturday Club that only really played show business acts. We went back to the back catalogue, so it was R&B, rhythm and blues. It weren't blues, but it was R&B. And you had to have the import version. It was no good having the British issue.
And where did you get them from?
From a shop called Paul's in Whitechapel. He moved to Cambridge Heath Road. I used to earn money by taking it over to the West London boys, who are a little bit about 6 months, a year behind, like Ill Pie Island and the Richmond
Glad... Ricky Tick, no?
And the Ricky Tick. They were a bit behind, and I used to sell records and buy clothes with the money.
Yes, that's fantastic. So when did you first meet Mark then?
I first met Mark well after the other two there, because he was much younger than us, but he used to hang around. I first met him at the Royal Tottenham, and then when this shot was originally done, they met us outside the discotheque, and I guess maybe his mouth was a bit bigger than the rest of us.
Wow.
That's little bloke syndrome.
Okay. All right. You know what influenced a lot of the clothes as well? Maybe a little bit later on. Was West Side Story.
Yeah, the tab collar. Yeah. The Jets.
The Jets. They all wore
was that,
the suits.
That was an influence, was it, on them?
Yeah. And
the Jets.
But I'll tell you what were the big influence. They had the purple lining in the suits.
Why do you think I wore this? The velvet jacket. Yeah. And the lining.
Yeah, that's it.
There's a lot of old mods here. It's a mods and all arguing. It's brilliant.
Black mohair.
Arguing about schmatter.
You're absolutely right. From Bill Gorey's.
But that was from influenced by West Side Story.
You're absolutely right. George, you can't.
It's the original mods here, everybody.
Sorry.
Anyway, Wayne, this exhibition, sorry, that was brilliant, that, mate. So how long's it on for, do you know?
A month.
A month, okay. Yeah. And it's a Hackney Museum, which is at the new Hackney Library, isn't it?
Right next to Hackney Town Hall, near the Hackney Empire.
And it's free, is it not?
It's for no money.
And there's some of the original clothes, there's the original scooters, some original records.
Original jacket, and something that's priceless. There's a Macintosh Storm jacket, which is worth its weight in gold.
It's really great, and there's some fantastic photographs explaining the whole scene, how it all started, and it all came from a bowling alley, a lot of it, I believe. Is that right?
Well, they used to hang around Stamford Hill at an amusement arcade next to the bowling alley, opposite the Odeon Stamford Hill.
Fantastic. Wayne Curvin, who is Wayne from Buckhurst Hill, listeners, who phones up Robert and Gary's show and regularly. So, yeah, thank you very much. That's brilliant. Get down here. All the best, sir.
Yeah, hey! Thank you. Great to